Now, we would like to reminisce a little bit. We want to do This Is Your Life with you, Jason Dunstall. But whenever I ask you a question about your heroics, 17 goals, you say, I can't remember it. Is that that's right?
No, I don't remember the specifics. Mm-hmm. I have recollections, yes. Very, very fond ones. But mm-hmm. whereas some people are able to tell you every minute detail that happened, mm-hmm. A lot of that just sort of floated out my head at some stage. I don't know.
So 17 goals, 5, I believe it was, yep. against the Richmond Football Club.
1992.
So you can't really tell us what happened, but a bloke who might have had 8 or 9 goals on kicked on him might be able to tell us. So this is where we bring in Scotty Turner, the Richmond superstar, and here he is. Scotty
G'day,
Turner.
Guys.
Welcome to the
hey,
show.
Hey, Scotty, how are you, mate?
Yeah, going good. Yourself?
Oh, I'm very good, mate. Now, can we just get it out there before these blokes try and build things up? there was another match where I did not end up with anything playing on you. So we need to balance the scales here.
Don't be humble here.
Scotty gave me a hiding one day, an absolute hiding. And we need to put that in perspective, not just make people the whipping boy.
He's not here. With respect, Jason, to talk about the time he beat you at fullback. We want to hear about the 17-goal 5-hole.
You've got to give people credit where it's due.
Scotty, what are your thoughts?
No, I'll talk about 95 if you want.
Well, funnily enough, I didn't know what year it was. It was just a bad memory that's kind of in the deep, dark recesses of my mind.
So, Scotty, I think in that fateful day, I think Jeff Hogg played on him. You played on him late, a couple of other players. Take us through your memories of that day.
I get reminded every week or every month about it, so I certainly haven't forgot about it. I think I was the third option, so it was Keezy or...
Yep, or, Keezy was there.
Yeah, Keezy, Hoggy, then it was me in the, like, 2.5 quarters, so...
There's another young bloke, I reckon, Scotty. Was it Alistair Scott or someone like that?
Alistair Scott might have had a go, but...
Yeah, briefly.
I'll take credit for the last 2.5 quarters and... Yes, it was a hard deal that day, but umpires surely looked after you.
And I did. I actually have said that because this was back in the days where you could scrag and do all sorts mm-hmm. of things, and there were a lot of really good full forwards at the time, and the defenders used every tactic they were allowed to get away with, and why wouldn't you? But for some reason, there must have been a build-up over preceding weeks, and the umpires decided to crack down. So I got a few free kicks that day, and I'm sitting there going, hang on, what's going on here? Yeah. And then you get a couple of balls that bounce genuinely sideways, straight into your hands, you think, things are going okay.
This is your sort of day.
Yeah, you're going to have a little bit of a run.
What was he like to play on? Obviously, you know, lightning speed, firm hands, but what were the little tricks that he used?
No, he's very strong and quick out of the blocks for a big boy, so always hard to play on him. But I had some reach on him, but that day I couldn't do anything. And as JD was saying, it was, their on ballers were very good back in those days. You had you had Jarman and Pritchard and...
Platten.
Platten, yeah. So it was pretty hard. So
some good honest toilers.
I remember the last quarter. I took him for a run and we got up to the Richmond Ford Pocket area and he was blowing like a...
Yep.
Isn't that cheap? Trumpet. Yeah.
I was knackered.
Like a trumpet.
Luckily,
it had been a big day's work.
Ago, but luckily he didn't get over the record margin.
Jason, this is remarkable because when we talked to, you know, your offsider from Hawthorn, he says you never left the 50-metre arc. But so you were very diligent there where Scotty dragged you all the way up and you just followed him all the way.
I even love to see his heat map.
Always do the right thing. Well, probably wouldn't have had a lot of heat. It would have been little icicles just floating around.
Scotty, can I ask you, for someone like me who's grown up and I can't imagine a game without flooding or zone defences, why did someone not think of it earlier to put a couple of men in the hole? Or did they do that and Jason just ran straight through them?
No, I can't remember really. Back in those days, there was plenty of holes and no midfielders dropping back up and out. So until late 90s and then obviously from now on, but... Back in 92, certainly no blokes dropping back in the hole and assisting. So it was one-on-one footy and tough as nails.
And so, Jason, where did you kick your 17th goal? Because, of course, Fred Fanning and that extraordinary record, do you remember that? You know, because looking back at the data of the day, not the data, the stories, you had about 3 players on you for the last maybe quarter.
Your memory would be better than mine. I don't know what time. I think there's only a couple of minutes left after I kicked the 17th anyway. But, in all honesty, the only reason I knew I broke the Hawthorn record because it flashed up on the scoreboard out at Waverley and the Waverley Park record. So I'm not steeped in the history of the game coming from Queensland. You've got to understand that. Before Queensland really adopted AFL and it started to compete with the NRL and the rugby union, there was very little AFL up there. So I have very little knowledge of the actual history of the game, and I've only had to learn that over the years that I've been down here. So, and I'm not sitting there thinking, oh, if I get one more, I'll get Fred Fanning's record.
Yeah.
I'm just knowing that I've run a hell of a lot of ground today. I reckon I've played pretty well, but I am half pie knackered, and stupid Scotty decided to run up the bloody ground.
Scotty, we really didn't get you on for this. We got you on to talk about the 95 semi-final, ironed out Gary O'Donnell, but also kicked a couple of goals that day. How often are you reminded of that? And take us through the drama of that contest.
Yeah, fair bit. It's one of my favourite games, and supporters you see around games these days bring it up every time. So it was obviously a great day. Great spectacle for the Richmond Footy Club playing in front of 90,000 on a beautiful spring day. So it was a great win for the club, but more disappointing the week after when we got flogged by Geelong. So
89 points. That's tough.
Scotty, tell us before we let you go, Tigers, are they going to win the flag this year?
Well, if it goes ahead, I'm thinking we're a good chance. Like the last few years have been the Tigers have been great to watch. Great midfield. Now Tom Lynch assisting Jack Riewoldt and obviously Aspie Grimes down the back line. So they're a good team to watch. Let's hope the season gets up and going and footy survives.
Just before we let you go, Scotty, what are you doing with yourself these days, mate?
Yeah, back home in sunny Ararat, enjoying the country lifestyle, and it's all going good.
Good stuff.
To see you, mate.
Thank you, Scotty. Thanks for joining us on Fox Footy Live.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff. Geez, a humble Jason Dunstall is something I don't. He's a good fellow, but I'm not comfortable with you being this humble. We need to get your proud, slightly arrogant self back after the break.
What's wrong with you people?
What's wrong with us?
I'm just a humble man.
Oh, I've heard it all. Back in just a few moments.
Just tried to do my best.